Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to drive remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining.
If you couldn't tell, we were smiling in there.
Now, listen, you, if you're an avid listener, the first thing you probably thought was, holy cow, has the quality improved back to what it used to be? And so we're grateful to Jake, who handles all of our production. And we're back in the office. He does have us social distancing.
It's excessive, I think. It's got to be 10, 12 feet.
We are across the room from each other. And so if you feel like we're yelling at each other, that might just be the case. But we are giddy to be back together and in the same room. And just hopefully we can add value to you today. And as we work through this content, really that's relevant to what we're all going through personally and professionally, we're going to talk about change over the next four episodes. And so we're really excited about that. Real quick, just before we get started, just a quick reminder. If you are interested in downloading the learning guide to follow along on our lesson today, if you have some questions for Perry and I, a comment, if you want to learn more about some of the virtual trainings that we're doing, don't hesitate to go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast, and you'll be able to find that information there. So today's topic, and I'm very excited about this because I'm always looking to get some change, right? Give you a dollar, you can give me some change.
Talk about exactly that. What we're talking about.
That's right. So we're going to talk about change agents, right? Talking change or actually making change. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Perry, a little bit about what you're thinking in regards to this topic.
Well, it's interesting. It's an election year, as most people know. If you didn't know, it's an election year. Yeah. And it's always funny that no matter who's in, it's time for change.
Something different.
Always a little disappointed about what really happens later. That's talking change. Are we really making change? And if you're an effective leader, I've just found that you really can't wait 4 years to talk about the next change. It really is a number one job of a leader is to keep growing the organization and moving things forward and growing the people. And all progress requires change. And I think it's that most leaders do, in fact, see the need for change, but they struggle to really execute on that change.
Yeah. So when you think about that, and I like the way that you just talked about it, they see it, but they don't necessarily execute on it. I think back over even just some of my leadership experiences, and that would be true. And then you begin to question yourself, well, why is that true? And you think about the fact that maybe fear gets into that, maybe just lack of control. But think about this, and I love this statement you gave me, which is, if there's no need for change, there's no need for leaders.
You can tweet that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tweet that, yeah. at Perry Holly, right? Yeah, that's right. And at John Maxwell Company. But I've heard John say, the Latin for status quo, which is, I love it, John, just making it simple, right, for us, putting it on the bottom shelf here, is the mess we're in now.
That's
the mess we're in now. And you got to be able to change that. And so if we're not going to think about change as leaders, we're gonna stay in the same rut. And when times are good as leaders, we develop bad habits. And so we got to make sure that even in times of good and things are really profitable and we're just humming, that we're still thinking about change. Everybody's thinking about change right now. Mm-hmm. Right, because we're in a different stage and a different set, and so we just want to really challenge you the next couple episodes, really think about the change that you and your organizations need to go through. Now, when you say change, I know the first thing that I think about, and others do as well. How does that affect me? Right, like, and so at times you're going to face resistance from others in some of the changes that you're going to make. And it's not easy, and it's difficult. It's a difficult battle in leadership. And so I think the other thing besides even just fear and losing control is that people also just, they don't know if they're going to live up to the change that you're putting in place. And so there's all these things that come into play with inside your head as a leader, inside the head of those that are on your team and you have influence with. And we just want to unpack that and talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, so you hit it a couple times. Make sure not missed at all, because people say People fear change. People are afraid of change, and that's not true at all. You said it twice. What they're afraid of is losing control. I had a great friend, coach to me, put that in my mind years ago, and it really helped me a lot to start realizing that when I am instituting change in the organization or on the team, people are not really fearing so much the change. Change is a part of life. If you didn't change, you never would have driven a car, gone on a date, gotten married, had a kid. You wouldn't have done anything if you didn't embrace the change. What we fear is losing the control, and that's what you hit on right away. And that we'll do about anything to maintain control, stay in control, gain more control. Those are the things. I'll do whatever changes I have to make good control. So when I'm thinking about my organization and the teams that I lead and how are they feeling about change, I want to be thinking about that, how the feeling of losing control is affecting them, because that's what they're going to – people will pay attention to where your tension is. And he says, when it starts feeling bad, I'll start taking action. But can I actually see that front and be intentional? Second thing I picked up was, I think it was Andy Andrews' quote, and I used to do this for my team when they'll say, why do we need to change? Isn't everything just fine? And the status quo, the mess we're in.
Yeah.
He said, are you doing the best you can? Yes. Are you doing the best that can be done? Nope. The answer is always no to that. So you think, I'm always asking my teams, are we doing the best we can? Of course we are. Are we doing the best that can be done? Probably not. What's the next level?
Yeah. And I think leaders, we need to, some of the Perry just said I want to hit on real quick is when you talked about being in control, understand this. We talk a lot about how you're wired, and your hardwiring is going to determine how you feel about control of things. And so that's going to be your receptivity, if that's a word, of change. Same thing with your team, which is why understanding them is so important. I also think that one of the things that I'm learning, the lessons I'm learning right now, is I've got to be comfortable in uncertainty, right? When you are active about change, you will be in uncertainty. And one of my tendencies is to lean towards kind of being a perfectionist. And that also is almost like a negative attribute to change. I got to release that. I got to know that as I go through change, things aren't going to be perfect.
Right.
And so there are lots of things that kind of go through my mind as a leader in regards to change that we're just going to kind of share with you. So Perry's developed 5 questions to help you and your team overcome resistance to change. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to give these 5 to you. We want to keep them very simple, and we'll talk a little bit about them. But the application for today and the takeaway is, man, I want you to write these 5 questions down and almost use it as your decision-making filter when you get ready to implement a change. So the first one is, and I'll let Perry let you talk a little bit about this, are the conditions right for the change?
Yeah, it's easy as a leader to say, let's just go and do that. But I think people see things the way I see things the way I am, not the way things really are. And so if I'm feeling, overworked, I don't have the right resources, we're scrambling to get things done, it feels like the wrong time to take on something new, I'm going to be more resistant to that. And I think as a leader, I really want to consider the current conditions, and maybe there's a little pre-work I need to do as a leader to make sure that they have everybody. We're always overworked. There's always plenty to do, but the feeling that people have will determine if they know they have the resources. It's just a heavy time, and we're in the middle of something. That's fine, but if you really don't have the resources, they really don't have the mindset of being able to get past where they are now. I might be able to help those current conditions and help people be a little more receptive.
Yeah, it's all about the law of timing, and you could do some research. And John obviously has the law of timing, some content there. It definitely could be the right decision, just the wrong timing for the change. And so, as you ask yourself those questions and you think through that, don't allow that to deter you from making that change. It's just, hey, when will the conditions be right for that change?
Right.
All right, so I love this next one, and I don't know if this is a question you ask yourself or if this is a question the team would be asking once you tell about the change. And that question is, you want us to do what? You know, yeah. like we're surprising them, right? I can just see it. We go into a meeting and we're like, you want us to do what, Perry?
Yeah, I probably wrote that question wrong, but it really is from there. You want us to do
right?
Surprising people with a new initiative that requires change is like losing control. And if you just surprise, you just lost control. And it's really a recipe for disaster. I think to help maintain that feeling of control that you want to do the advanced work necessary to help people feel they have a voice in what's occurring. So that, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But, one thing I've always done is letting it out, here's what I'm thinking, what do you think, asking for a point of view, actually being a little quiet and asking them to talk about what's possible. And then even though I may already have a plan in my head, giving them a voice in what that.
Yeah, it makes me think of, again, another law, which is the law of buy-in. And I think we should back up as leaders, think about this in this moment we're talking about change, but I want you to back up a little bit in your relationship with the team and those individuals. And your team is going to buy into you first. So have you done what you needed to do prior to these changes that you're making in order for your team to kind of buy into you first? That's the key. They're, leaders, you are going to get a ton of resistance if your people don't buy into you as a leader. I loved what you said just about, man, let them be part of the process. Have those meetings before the meeting.
Yeah, have a voice.
And here's another question that I like to ask whenever you're getting ready to do this. When you're having those conversations and you're asking them questions, ask this question: who else should I be talking to mm-hmm. before we make this change? Because you have to remember, our lens is a little bit different than maybe the team's lens and where they're at, and they're on the front lines. And so we could easily go make a change without truly having taken into consideration everybody that would have
That's
affected.
A great point. We used to do when we were in sales training about stakeholders. Who are the stakeholders? We always ask the question, who else cares?
Yeah.
And say anything. And who else is going to be affected by this? And make sure I just have the meeting before the meeting. Have conversations with people.
Yeah. All right. Number three. That would be nice, but why now? Yeah. Right? That's another question you're going to probably receive from the team.
Yeah, this speaks to really the why. Do they understand the purpose in that? Your teammates, I think they'll engage more when they know the purpose of the change and how that outcome is going to generate the new condition that you're having. I think most people everybody on my team wants to succeed. Everybody wants us to win. Everybody wants the business to grow.
Yeah.
It seems like if we just keep doing what we're doing, status quo, it'll do that, but it won't because everything around you is changing. So we need to change, but why are we doing that? What is the purpose in that? And I think once you start with why, they pretty much, they'll have a voice in that, but a buy-in happens quickly.
Yeah, I think the more you remove the cloudy, murky water in front of the change, the less resistance you may get and the more understanding buy-in that you'll get. I think at times also, it's good to talk about the consequences of not changing, of if you don't make this decision, if you don't make this change, this is where we could be, so that they can see a different perspective from what you're thinking about as a leader and getting them to buy in and embrace the change. All right, question number four. This goes back to something similar to what we talked about early on, which is, hey, what's in it for me? Like this change, like if I'm going to go along with this, like what's in it for me?
Yeah, they probably don't mean that as selfishly as I made it sound in that question, but it really comes down to people do things for their reasons, not yours. And giving them that reason why, that purpose, that understanding where we're going, the bigger picture, it really helps the team not only understand how it's going to help the business, but how is it going to affect them personally, individually. They're more likely to embrace a change if they, again, it comes back to control. You're telling me that I may be some discomfort here in the short run, but overall, we'll be in this position at the end of this. Yes. Okay, now I know that control is within my grasp.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump into the last one here. Number five, where are you, meaning they're talking to you, leader, where are you going? Right? Like, that's another question to think through in this process.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Yeah, that I've seen this happen again and again where the leader basically comes in, dumps in the middle of the table what's going to happen, and then leaves. The team doesn't really continue to check in with the team, doesn't listen to the team, doesn't observe what's going on. I find that if the leader is also involved and committed and a part of the process of change, the better things are. And it doesn't mean that you're maybe in the midst of all the work with them, but you are a part of it. You're present. And I see this time and again when they invite us in to come and speak. This is the most important thing. Please give all your attention to Perry, and we're really going to make a difference. Oh, yeah. We're all going to learn and grow, and I got to go. I'm out. And I hear the door leaving at the back. Well, people don't respond well to that. And I think the more committed and present you are, the better they're going to embrace the change.
I see that lived out, and even just changing away from change for just a minute. One of the greatest things that I see that John does in a growth mindset is whenever he introduces a speaker or we host an event or where we're at, like, he's right there in the front row. He's taking notes, and then he gets up and says, let me tell you what I learned, from this. And that's just showing leadership. Like, there's the leader right there. Like, it didn't run out of the room. And people aren't saying, hey, where did you go?
We talk about it, though. People are watching you all the time. If you just come in and say, go and do, and John says, the leader doesn't say go. He says, let's go.
Yeah.
And you're in it with them.
Yeah. Leadership is a visual sport. Hey, so as we wrap up, just a couple thoughts for you. And then I'm going to throw it back to Perry, and he can kind of close for us. But, man, change is inevitable. And I think we've seen that more than ever now. But leaders, I think you need to be prepared for that. You need to think about it. You need to encourage change inside your culture, inside your organization. We need to help kind of create that. The takeaway for today is these five simple questions. Like, if you were to go through and just write these down and keep them somewhere and say, man, I'm going to change X, Y, or Z, or this change is happening. Like, what are the answers that my team would provide for these questions and I would provide? This is a great quote I just want to kind of leave you with in regards to making sure you're having the right conversations, you're understanding different perspectives, because we're not encouraging you to go out there and just change everything, right? Take all kinds of risks. But this is something that I have on my board right now that I kind of look at. And so I wrote it down just to kind of share it with you guys as we kind of wrap up. And it says, your success depends on the risks you take, or the changes you make in today's terms, mm-hmm. we're talking about. But then it says your survival depends on the risks or changes you avoid. Mm-hmm. Success is the ones that you take and make, right? Your survival may be the risks or the change that you avoid. Mm-hmm. And the only way to really truly get that perspective is to begin to have conversations with your team and those that are involved and will be impacted by the change.
Super. Well, good deal. Thank you again, Chris, for the great concepts. And just a reminder, there's a learner guide for this at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can download that there. Also, leave us a comment or a question if you have that. We love hearing from you. Very grateful that you would join us, and hope you'll be back with us soon. That's all for today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.